Okay, we're at the two dots over here. We're going to the next opinion as to when Meiser Behema is. We spoke about over here on Dav Zayim at base that Meiser Behema is Echad Be'elo. And we said that we went through the different opinions of how could that Mishnah be Rav Meir, and then there's Rav Shimon in the middle, and there's afterwards another Rav Shimon, and we said it's really only Rebbe. It's really Rebbe who holds like him in one place and holds like a different opinion somewhere else. Anyway, then we got it through. How is it four? Amar Rosh Hashanah, it should be five. It should be six. And we brought other things that also have Rosh Hashanah, Shtei Alechem, and Korban Omer. We said that's not the beginning. We gave three different answers to why not. That's not the beginning of a month, or because it's Tali B'Maisa. We spoke about whether or not the other things are Tali B'Maisa. Those you need an action to trigger it. Didn't start at night. Those are our three answers. Now we're on the top of Daf Ches Amud Aleph. And we're bringing a different opinion as to when Meiser Behema is. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, Aymrim, Echad B'Tishrei is Meiser Behema. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Ushneyem Mikra Echad Darshu. They're both really darshaning the same place. We have opinion of Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon on the one hand that says Echad B'Tishrei. And we have the opinion of the Tana Kama, who we said is Rabbi Meir, that says Echad Be'elol on the other hand. And really, they're both learning that out from the same pasuk, Shenema. Now, the Gemara is going to bring a pasuk now. And there's three components to this pasuk. It says, Shenemar, Love Shu Karamatsoin, that's the first part. Amokim Yatfu Bar, second part. Yisroyu Af Yashiru, third part. Love Shu Karamatsoin means this is when the tsoin get pregnant. That's a loose translation. That's what Rashi says. It says, Love Shu Karamatsoin, Mislab Shoy Sakvasim. Shemis Abrois, they get dressed or they get pregnant. That's Love Shukav Natsoin. Amokum Yatfu Bar, that's the next part of the pasuk. Rashi says that's when the things that are growing, that's when they become more apparent. Those they start peeking out from behind the pods or from outside of their shell. That's when they're already becoming more prominent. Yisroyu af yashiru means that's when the wind blows in the fields and the grains, they kind of like knock against each other and it almost like they make a whistling sound. Those are the three things that the animals get pregnant, the fruits start peeking out, and the grains are being blown in the fields. So the one that's the most important to us is that the animals get pregnant. Because if I can figure out when the animals get pregnant, I can figure out then when the animals are born. If I know when the animals are born, I can figure out when Rosh Hashanah for Meiser Behema would be. So says the Rav Meir. Rav Meir is Savar. Emasai love shukarim hatsoin. Rav Meir says, when is it the animals get pregnant? Bizman she'amokum yakfu bar. That's when the fruits start peeking out from inside of their shell. When does that happen? Ve'adar, everyone knows, that seems to be a given fact. What happens is in Adar. If that's the case, then the animals get pregnant in Adar. Mis Avro is Ve'adar. Now, we know that animals have a five-month pregnancy. So if they're Mis Avro is Ve'adar, Nisan, Iyar, Sivan, Tammuz, then Yolda is Ve'av. Rosh Hashanah and Be'elol. That's why the Rosh Hashanah is in Elol. Because it all starts with the fact that the fruits start peeking out in Adar. That means that they give birth in Av. That means that the Rosh Hashanah is going to be in El. Rav Shimon say, Emes I love Shum Karam Hatzoyin. When is it that the animals get pregnant? Bisman she yisroyu af yashiru. He skips to the last part of the pasuk, which is when we said the grains that are in the field, they get blown by the wind and they almost like they make a whistling sound. They're singing. When is it then the stalks say Shira? What is it they sing? Benisan. Nan Adar Nisan. So then Miss Abra is Benisan, if that's the case. So the beginning of the Pasuk is going to be the same as the end of the Pasuk. And then the animals get pregnant in Nisan. So we're apparently having a machlekes. When do animals get pregnant? The Yaldois Be'elol. Then they give birth in Elol. Rosh Hashanah Shalem B'Tishrei. So we have three parts of the Pasuk. Basically, we said the first man to Amar. Who is Rav Meir, links part one to part two, and Rav Shimon and Rav Elazar, Rav Shimon link part one to part three. Now the Gemara is going to ask the obvious questions. What about the other parts? In other words, we said the animals get pregnant, and then we speak about when the fruits speak out, and then we speak about when the grains whistle. So what each one is focusing on a different part of the second half of the pasuk. V'idach the other paman da'amar nami aksiv yisorahu af yashiru. In other words, Rameir that says that the animals get pregnant when the fruits are peeking out, but it also mentions when the stalks sing. So that would seem to be Nisan, not Adar. So what are you doing with the end of the pasuk? Says the Gemara, Ahu be'afalta dehave b'nisan. He says that these are for the ones that come late, they get pregnant late, and that happens b'nisan. But you're right, most animals get pregnant in Adar, there are some that get pregnant a little late. And that's Nisan. Be'idach, and according to Elazar and Rav Shimon, nam yaksiv ha'amokim ya'atfu bar, he also says, what does he do with the fact that the pasuk also speaks about the beginning, when the fruits are peeking out? So that, we said, is not when the animals get pregnant. So why is he mentioned the pasuk? There are those that come early, and that happens in Adar. So both of them say that that there is a reality of Adar and Nisan. It's just what is the one that the Maaser Behema is going to depend on. Maaser Behema is going to depend on the Roiv. And the Roiv, one of them says, is the first half of the Pasuk. The other one says the Roiv is the second half of the Pasuk. And now the Gemara asks a question might be bothering. Bishlama l'Rameir. It says the Gemara, I understand according to Rameir d'chsiv. Lof shukar matzoin bisman shamokam yatfu bar. According to Rameir, that we're saying that Maaser Behema goes directly with Lof shukar matzoin. So that's the second thing it mentions in the pasuk. The first thing right after we mention the animals getting pregnant, we mention that. Okay, I understand. V'ikanami, and there's like an afterthought that you also have Yisroel af Yashiru, those are the ones that come late. Okay, the pasuk, I understand the sequence of the pasuk. It makes sense. Elul Rav Elazar, Rav Shimon, Ibchami Ba'ile. According to Rav Shimon, it should have said the other way around. It should have said, Lav Shukar Matzoin, Bismanchi Yisroel af Yashiru. That's the real time that the animals get pregnant, is the third part of the pasuk. And then it should have been the second part of the pasuk, the afterthought. And it should have said, v'ikanami de'amokim ya'atfu bar. So therefore, the pasuk is sequential, I don't know if that's a good word, seems to be out of order. So it can't be that that's the way he learns the pasuk. Ela amar Rava. Now we're making a retraction. Rava is saying something else. To Kule Alma, everyone really holds. Lav Shukar Matzoin Bisman Shamokim Yatfu Bar BeAdar. Everyone holds that most of the animals get pregnant in Adar, which would mean most of the animals give birth in Elul. In before Elul, in Av. So what's the machlokes? Behacha BeHaikra Kamiflig. I'm going to bring you a different pasuk. And they're both arguing in this pasuk, aser to aser. It says in the pasuk, aser to aser, which makes double mention of the word aser. V'shnei ma'isrei sakosav midaber. Echad ma'isrei behema, ve'echad ma'isrei dagon. So the pasuk is talking about the two different types of ma'isrei, and we're linking them together. Rameir saver makish ma'isrei behema, the ma'isrei dagon. Ma ma'isrei dagon samach l'goymrei isurai. Rameir says, just like ma'isrei dagon, close to when it's completed is its Maiser, Ab Maiser Behema, Samach Lagomra Isuroi. So therefore, it would be the Maiser would be right around when it ends, which would be also in Elul. That was Rav Shimon, Savi Makish Maiser Behema, the Maiser Dagon. My Maiser Dagon, Rosh Hashanah Shalai Tishrei, Ab Maiser Behema, Rosh Hashanah Shalai Tishrei. That means even though most animals give birth when? In Ab, which would make sense that then you should do it in Elul. However, being that we learn out from Maaser Dagon that it's Rosh Hashanah is in Tishrei, so to Maaser Behema, again, remember, there are some animals that don't give birth until afterwards, until Elul, so therefore Tishrei is not like just a random month that makes no sense. So because we have this hekish from Mas Aser to Aser, from Maaser of Dagon to Maaser Behema, therefore we say Maaser Behema also is only going to be in Tishrei, even though it's Gemar, most of its Gemar at least happens already before Elul. So therefore the Gemara says that's really the machloikas of whether Maaser Behema is in Elul or in Tishrei. Now the Gemara continues and says,
Rabbi, I have a quick question, if that's okay. If we're working with the din of Raiv over here, which is basically, at least for the first sheets of Ashur, then why don't we just look at, and instead of using the pasuk, why don't we just look if yachal v'ritzar kavuri, why don't we just check out what's going on? When are they getting pregnant, and when is the Raiv happening, as opposed to
right? I will accept your question on the first half of the Gemara, not on the second half of the Gemara.
Right, it's only on the first half. Only for the Raiv's one.
Oh, you only meant in the beginning. Yeah. In other words, what I understand Yoni's asking, I could ask it in maybe just a simpler way, is we're talking about when does the animal get pregnant? Why don't you just check? When does the animal get pregnant? Well, I'll learn from a pasuk. Did anyone check when the animal gets pregnant? So it might depend on, like you said, what exactly is the threshold, Yoni? In other words, how much is considered to be enough to say this is the birth stage? I don't know. I think it's a good question, but anytime the Gemara seems to have a machlokes as to when things happen, so we have to, it would be prudent to look at the metzias. I don't know what the metzias. I don't know how that works out of here. I'm not sure. But the maskana of the Gemara is saying it doesn't really depend on exactly when they get pregnant. I think everyone agrees that most of the pregnancies are completed in Av. So it makes sense to be Rosh Hashanah El. I have a Xeris Akasa that says, no, we're going to push it off until Tishrei. After all, remember, there are a certain amount that happen afterwards. Okay?
Got it.
Excellent. Now we move on to Echad B'Tishrei. Echad B'Tishrei is the beginning of years. So what does that mean, the beginning of years? Amar Papa L'shtaris. That's for our documents. It's not L'shtarich HaVimukdam Imsula Mukharim Ksherim. If you make the wrong date on a shtar, so then a shtar could be pasul. If you make the shtar too early, it's pasul. Too late, it's still going to be pasul. Says the Gemara, what? You're telling me that a shtar is echad b'tishrei, batnan b'echad b'nisan Rosh Hashanah l'malachim. We said that echad b'nisan is Rosh Hashanah for malachim. Arminu l'mayel chasam rab chizdu l'shtarois. And there we said, what does that mean for kings? For shtaros. So we said dating of the shtaros depends on Echad Bit Nisa, not Echad Bit Tishrei. What is going on over here? Says the Gemara Loi Kasha. Kan Lemalchei Yisrael, Kan Lemalchei Umaysa Oilam. This, those of us that were in it from the beginning should remember that we said Jewish kings we count from Nisan, and Goyish kings we count from Tishrei. And it makes sense because Nisan was the fantastic event that happened in Nisan Yetzias Mitzrayim was beneficial to the Jews, and Tishrei was Bria Sa'ilam, which was beneficial to everyone. So we explained that made sense, and we spoke about there were certain exceptions to the rule. There was one king who we made an honorary Jew, didn't work out so well, so therefore we turned them back. Anyway, Ella, says the Gemara. Okay, so you're telling me now you have one Mishnah that tells me Rosh Hashanah for Shtaris is in Nisan, and another Mishnah that tells me Rosh Hashanah for Shtaris is in Tishrei. And the way that you're going to resolve that is say that one is for Umas Sa'ilam, one is for Yisrael, and for Umas Sa'ilam. Ella, ha de Amar Rav Chisda. So this pronouncement that Rav Chisda said, and don't forget, Rav Chisda is an Amoira. See, he came after the Mishnah. He made a proclamation. Loishanu Ella L'malchei Yisrael. This that it says in the Mishnah is only for Malchei Yisrael. Av L'malchei Umas Ha'olam Etishrei Manina. So Rav Chisda came along and gave us this big proclamation that Malchei Umas Ha'olam happened in Tishrei. Rav Chisda, Masnisan Asolash Minan. He's just coming to tell us a Mishnah. You're telling me it's a Mishnah that says this. So comes along Rav Chisda and says, oh, I've got this big revelation to tell you. I got this proclamation to make. All right, Rav Chisda, you're an Amoira. You should know the Mishnah already. The Amoraim are obligated to know all Mishnahs. If this is the only interpretation of the Mishnah, what in the world is Rav Chisda coming to tell us? Rav Chisda, Masnisan Asolash Minan, is coming to teach us a Mishnah. Says the Gemara Loi. Rav Chisda, Kroy Asolash Minan. Rav Chisda is coming to tell us a pasuk. In other words, if you look back where we saw Rav Chisda was previously on Daf Gimel Amid Aleph. There, Rav Chisda didn't just say that Malchei Umas Ha'olam start from Tishrei. He brought us a pasuk. There was a lot of pasukim actually, and the pasuk that it said over there is on the bottom of the oven. Dibrei Nechemya ben Chachila. He brought all these pasukim. Ar Tachshasya. So Rav Chisda was coming to just support the Mishnah, or bring source for the Mishnah more than support it. So Krista Kroy Asal Ashminon, he wasn't coming to tell us the fact. He knows that we know that Malchi Umasa Olam started in Tishrei. However, the fact that there's a pasuk for that, that's what Rav Chisda was Asal Ashminon. The Ibai Yisema says the Gemara, another possibility is, you're right, Rav Chisda has a different interpretation in the Mishnah. And when the Mishnah says Shanim, Rav Chisda is going to learn that differently. Ibai Yisema, Rav Chisda ki Rav Zeira Masnila. Rav Chisda is going to learn like Rav Zeira, that Rav Zeira Amar Litkufa. Rav Zeira says, when we said that Tishrei is Rosh Hashanah, it doesn't mean for Shtaris. It means for Tkufa. Whatever Tkufa means exactly, Tkufa Sachama. Rashi says, Tkufa Sachama Ulevana, that he says that when you count Briasan, Halichasan, everything, in other words, when you count the way that the lunar year, how it goes, the cycle counts from Tishrei. I'm not 100% certain exactly what that means. I'm going to have to try to figure that out. So I think we're going to stop here. There's another answer, but we're going to chazer all this, these two dots, and do more, Be'ez Hashem, hopefully on Sunday, my friends.